Welcome back to another podcast, a continuing interest of mine, and my hope of all of you is taking care of our bodies so that we can enjoy our lifespan as long as possible. And I'm always interested in meeting new people and hearing their stories along those lines, and I found someone new today. Her name is Connie Ponturo. Connie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. So great to be here.
So how would you describe what you do?
I would call myself a transformational movement and a lifestyle coach. So I help people change their bodies. I help people get out of pain. I help people do whatever activities they normally do and maybe they can't do anymore. So I let people learn how to live in their bodies a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that's so important for us as we get older.
Okay. So please tell the audience your story. What, you know, when you were growing up, what did you do and how did you get into this field?
Okay. I was a dancer. I started off at the age of 4. I was the little girl you see in the tutu running around. I always loved movement and I could see the world through movement. I think as a teenager, I was not very good at expressing myself, and so dance gave me an outlet, and so I danced and went off to college to New York University School of the Arts, mm-hmm. the Tisch School of the Arts, and became a dancer. Okay. And unfortunately, around in my about 20, I started having searing pain in my feet, and I started to be unable to walk and went to see a doctor and an orthopedic, and he told me that I had osteoarthritis, in my feet, and I had the bones of a 60-year-old woman at the age of 20, and told me to stop dancing.
Well, that's a pretty tough diagnosis.
Yeah, you're like, this is all I've ever been, and so I got cortisone injections. I danced for a little bit more, but I did realize that that would soon be the end of that career.
Yeah.
And so I had been working with a massage therapist because I had headaches all my life. And he said to me one day, he said, you know, you'd be really good at this. And so I started to train as a massage therapist. And, of course, I gravitated towards dancers because I understood their bodies. And that was my transition into doing that and still working. And I used to work, be the house massage therapist for different shows, Broadway shows. Different dance companies would come into town, and I'd work with them. But I was kind of missing that performing, and so I became an actor in New York. I did small theater, off-Broadway, and commercials. And because I'm blonde, blue eyes, I was one of the first McDonald's girls.
Mm.
You know, the little counter girls you would see. So I did that for a bit, and commercials were good to me. And I then met my husband, and he lived in California, and I lived in New York. And I was like, yay, a California guy. And he went, yay, a New York guy. And so we thought, you know, he thought he'd be moving back east, and I thought I'd be moving out west, and I guess I won, and we moved out to California. And, you know, was still acting a little bit, but just realized it just wasn't, you know, kind of left the business, was tired of always being not right for a part.
Yeah.
And I found the world of Pilates, and I fell in love. It was everything I did. It was my dance training. It was my massage therapy. It was even my acting. And everything rolled into one, and it really was my home. And so I've been doing that for the past 20 years.
Hmm. And so you must, 20 years, you must have been one of the original Pilates people on the West Coast.
No.
Really?
Believe it or not, Pilates has been around for a long time. And I wasn't one of the original. There are so many incredible original people that I have learned from that were here. But I was definitely been doing it a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just so you know, we offer a broad range of programs here at Shadow Hills. We have the Pilates Reformers, we have Pilates mat classes, we have yoga, we have Zumba, with it. There's weights with trainers. We have Tai Chi, and just started a mindfulness class. And so for the audience, how do you pick and choose between all those different activities?
I think you gravitate towards what you like. You know, you have people who say, I love yoga. Then I say, go do yoga. I love pickleball. I love Pilates. I think that it's really what talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
We want the body active. And mm-hmm. especially as we get older, we want two things. We want to be able to stretch and strengthen the body. That's key. Mm. And then we also want to do it in a calmer way. We want relaxation in there. So some meditation is great. Walking is a fantastic. And I know there's fabulous places to walk there. I mean, it doesn't have to be strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to move the body. We definitely yeah. want to move it. But again, it has to be something that your heart makes your heart sing. You know, you go, I love this.
Yeah. And, you know, given your background, what are your thoughts about cross training?
I love it. I love that. I think one day you should do weights. Another day you should do a yoga stretch class. Another day you should swim. Another day you should do Tai Chi meditation. And I think that keeps the body balanced.
Mm-hmm.
What happens a lot of times is people do the same kind of activity over and over. So you'll have a runner who spins, the cycling. Well, those are two things that are going to make really, really tight in your lower back and in your hamstrings. So we want to try to balance the body.
Okay. And you are now a published author, correct?
I am. I'm very shortly a published author. I'm waiting for my book to become into print. It is called Falling into Joy, 8 Simple Steps to Allow the Body to Become Your Best Friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it is truly that. It is a simple manual, really kind of my story, and then my story of my clients. And it's about the simple things you can do that make you feel better. And I really believe that it's the little things you do day in and day out that make a difference in your life.
Give us some examples, please.
Okay. So the first one that I have everybody do, and it's so simple, is to breathe. Now, everyone goes, of course I breathe. No, but we really don't. I mean, here's the deal. It's an involuntary activity, so of course, yes, we do breathe. But, you know, we just get wrapped up in stuff, and we tend to run from thing to thing and take things for granted. So I do something, and I'll just can do it here for one quick second, and it's called focused breathing. And that's just taking a deep breath in through your nose, holding for 2 counts, and then slowly exhaling through your mouth for 2 counts.
Mm-hmm.
Simple, can do it in a chair, can do it driving with your eyes open. If you're somewhere safe, you can close your eyes. And what that does, especially if you do it 10, 12 times in a row, is it brings you back. It keeps you present. And I think when we're looking to do activities and to deal with the body, especially, we want to be present for it. We want to slow things down. Sometimes people have a tendency to rush, right, and try to get through my workout. I'm getting through to my next thing. And it's like, first of all, why are we rushing so much? And second of all, we just want to be present. So focused breathing is my number one thing I make everybody do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it before you get out of the car to go to do an errand. You know, before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning, it's that kind of thing. Just thrown into your day. And it makes a big, big difference.
Okay. Any other highlights to get wet people's appetite?
I think my other big thing that I try to get everybody to do is the foam roller. You know, and everybody has one. There's one in every gym. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, I have that. I never use it. But honestly, if you put it down on the floor and you were to lie down on it with your hips at one end, your head at another, and you're just, all you're going to do is, and you want to be comfortable. And some of the foam rollers are hard. So I always tell people, put a blanket on top of it. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to lie down. And you're just going to put your arms out to the side. And you're just going to breathe. And what that does is it opens up your chest. you know, we want to make sure there's no pain in your body anywhere. But it just opens up the body, and that's really what we're looking to do. We're looking to expand the chest, open the chest a little bit, because between driving, the computer, texting, we're very, very, have forward shoulders flexed in the upper body, and we want to open the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things are simple. Anyone can do them at any time, and they just make a big difference.
Okay. Well, is your book on Amazon for pre-release yet or not?
It is not. I will definitely tell you when it is. It is not, but it will be.
Okay, and we'll put a link to the site up
when
that happens. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I appreciate it, and I hope the audience is hearing a lot of this stuff. I hope they take the first step.
Thank you so much.
So that's going to wrap up another podcast. I appreciate your listening, and until next time, bye-bye.